Manu Patra alerts dated the 25th of July 2019. Supreme Court has ruled that child witness in a criminal case cannot be termed incompetent just because they were unable to identify the person before whom they were deposing. Supreme Court has in a landmark judgment which may affect both government and private managements in India are outsourcing the work to escape the labor laws by claiming that the persons so engaged are not their workers declared that women tailoring garments at home for a company are entitled for the Employees Provident Fund, EPF, dues. Supreme Court has sought responses from the Centre, CBI and five states on a plea which sought prosecution of entities involved in illegal sand mining. The court issued notices to the Centre, the Central Bureau of Investigation, Tamil Nadu, Punjab, Madhya Pradesh, Maharashtra and Andhra Pradesh on a plea which claimed that rampant illegal mining in the states was causing environmental degradation. Supreme Court has observed that amendment in the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code to give status of financial creditor to home buyers is meant to protect their interests by providing an additional forum to raise grievances as they will otherwise not get anything in liquidation process against a defaulting company. Bombay High Court has approved International Air Transport Association, IATA, to encash bank guarantees provided by tour operator Cox & Kings. The court vacated its interim stay on invocation of bank guarantee after the tour operator withdrew its commercial arbitration petition challenging IATA's action. Delhi High Court has rejected the pleas of two AAPMLAs, Anil Bajpai and Colonel Devendra Sehrawat, seeking recusal of the Legislative Assembly Speaker from the disqualification proceedings against them. The court said it finds no reason to entertain the appeals challenging the single judge order and added that it is the prerogative of the Speaker to decide on the preliminary objection and disqualification petition together. Madras High Court has asked for a technical report on how to enable traceability of messages on social media platform WhatsApp. The court asked Vikama Koti, a professor at IIT Madras who is also a member of the National Security Advisory Board, to file the report. Kama Koti advises the Prime Minister's Office on Security Matters. Delhi High Court has directed the police to take necessary action against hybrid rickshaws, also known as jugats, which are cobbled together from parts of various vehicles. The court issued the direction to Delhi Police Commissioner on a PIL alleging that such hybrid vehicles were plying without registration or insurance and were mostly driven by people without any driving license. Rajasthan High Court has acquitted three residents of Srinagar booked in Lajpat Nagar and Samlethi bomb blast cases which took place in 1996. Karnataka High Court has observed that the government cannot display innocence in the IMA scam. The court, while hearing a public interest litigation that sought a CBI investigation in the scam, the court expressed displeasure at how the investigation is being handled. Delhi High Court has observed that slaughtering of animals cannot be allowed at any crossroad and sought to know from the Municipal Corporation of East Delhi as to under what law or rules such activity was allowed and where. Allahabad High Court has allowed bail to editor of Nation Live, Anuj Shukla, in a case of forgery and fraud filed against him for allegedly running the news channel without authorization. Madras High Court has held that the president, while granting clemency to death convicts, can impose a condition that they should be imprisoned till their death, without being accorded the benefit of remission for any reason whatsoever by the state government concerned. Rajya Sabha has passed Protection of Children from Sexual Offences, Amendment, Bill, 2019 entailing amendments to the Protection of Children from Sexual Offences Act, 2012 by including death penalty for aggravated sexual assault on children, besides providing stringent punishments for other crimes against them. The bill also provides for fines and imprisonment to curb child pornography. Lok Sabha has passed the Banning of Unregulated Deposit Schemes Bill, 2019 in a bid to save gullible investors from Ponzi schemes. The bill seeks to put in place a mechanism by which poor depositors get back their hard-earned money. Lok Sabha has passed a bill, namely the Unlawful Activities Prevention Amendment Bill 2019, to amend an anti-terror law aimed at allowing the government to designate an individual as a terrorist, with Home Minister Amit Shah asserting this is of prime importance to nip terrorism in the bud.